Grow Great Daily Brief number 114 for Tuesday, December the 4th, 2018. Excelling at the next level. I live in Dallas, Fort Worth. This is a pro sports town. Last Thursday night, Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints. It was due to be an ugly, ugly game, an ugly, ugly defeat for the Dallas Cowboys up against the 10-1 New Orleans Saints. An offensive machine. Didn't work out that way. Did not work out that way. The Cowboys proved that they could excel at the next level. They found some other gear. None of us around here have a clue how, but won that game 13-10. This season, this pro sports town, including last Thursday night, the Dallas Cowboys have one of the, there are three sensational rookies in this town representing three completely different sports. The Dallas Cowboys rookie linebacker, Leighton Van Der Esch, age 22, the National Football League. He's a stud. A stud. Dallas Mavericks rookie, Luka Doncic. He is 19 years old. National Basketball Association. Dallas Stars rookie, Miro Heiskanen, age 19, the National Hockey League. 22, 19, 19. These professional athletes are, well, to say that they're just serviceable is wrong. No, it's not like, okay, well, they're good enough to play at the pro. No, they are way beyond good enough to play at the pro level. They are outstanding. Leighton Van Der Esch played college ball for Boise State. It's a reasonably decent-sized program. He was good, but at the NFL level, he's great. He's great. How's that possible? How's it possible that a guy who plays for Boise State, yeah, he looks good, but he plays for the Dallas Cowboys at the NFL level, and he looks spectacular. Luka with the Mavericks basketball team, a seasoned veteran. He has played against grown men much of his life. But at the NBA level, he's 19. He is fearless. He is unintimidated, and he is spectacular. Miro is from Finland. He has extensive hockey experience. But at the NHL level, at this level, at the highest level of ice hockey on the planet, he is as confident, he is as capable as anybody on the ice most every night that they play. Three very young, inexperienced, at least at their current level of competition, they've never played at this level before, players who are proving as successful. No, they are proving more successful at these highest levels than at any level they've ever played. Local sportscasters and sports talk radio show hosts have marveled at these young guys playing at such high levels in their first years as professionals in the most competitive leagues in the world. And some have wondered, how is this possible? How is it possible that as good as they were at lower levels of play, they're even better now? You just never know. You just never know. 198 players were selected in the 2000 NFL draft ahead of Tom Brady. Tom Brady was pick number 199. He barely cracked the top 200 players drafted that year. Well, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. He's played 18 seasons at the highest levels possible in his sport. Who knew? Who knew? Well, everybody knows now. We know what we know, and we think what we think, and what we think is our reality. For the last couple of years, I have been fascinated with the human brain, how we think, how we look at life, how it shapes our reality. Now, I'm no expert, but I think we can all agree that our future reality begins in our mind. First, we think it. We believe it. Then we behave, we act, and we make decisions according to those beliefs. Our actions bring about the results to make what once was just an idea, just a thought, just a belief, to make it reality. That's more complex than that, but come on, I'm a simpleton. And so from my point of view, that pretty much sums it up. It means that our ability to excel at the next level, whatever the next level may be for us, whatever the next level may be for our business, depends largely on our beliefs that we can excel at the next level. The three rookies here in Dallas, they have extraordinary athletic ability, but their skills appear more obvious at this highest level than they did at lower levels. In other words, they seem better at this level. I mean, it's like this toughest of environments is where they are shining the most. Explain that. Well, it begs the questions. What if you could perform? What if you could perform at even a higher level? What if there are significantly higher levels of performance in your future, but you can only access those if you truly believe you can do it? Well, I'll throw in a third question. What if at the next level, you're spectacular, where at this level, you're okay, you're good, but what if you could be spectacular at the next level? Daily conditioning over the years of our life impacts us. And so we have this vision of who and what we are and who and what we can be. And it's very difficult to overcome. A man making 40 grand a year dreams of making 50 grand a year, but he's never made that much money in his life, and he just truly can't see himself making that kind of money. So he doesn't. Okay, it's more complicated than that, but if he can't see it, if he can't believe it, do the details really matter? No. Replace those numbers with much bigger numbers, and you've got the same phenomenon. People making 150 grand a year may struggle to think that they could ever earn 200. Self-limiting beliefs. They're real. They are very real, and they don't exist when people perform at the highest levels. It takes a lot more than a 10-minute, give or take, podcast to delve into the nuances of all that. But for our purposes today, I want to encourage you to give yourself permission to think bigger, maybe way bigger. Take a look around. Take a look around where you are right now. Are there things or people or circumstances in your life right now that you once dreamed about? Things that you have right now that you didn't always have, but you dreamed about having them and now you do. Look very closely. Look very carefully, and you will likely find more than a few. Now, go back in your mind and try to remember how you felt when you didn't have those things, but you really wanted those things. Put yourself right back there. Where were you? Where were you? What were you doing? How was your life then? Now, if you were able to go from where you once were to where you now are, then what makes you think this present, is the highest pinnacle of your business achievement or your career? Start thinking about the next level, or maybe the highest level. What is that? What does that look like? And why couldn't you excel at that level? And don't say because you don't feel like you're excelling at this current level. That's an excuse that may be invalid. Being world-class where you're at may not be the path to being world-class at the next or at the highest level. Sometimes being good enough is the path to the next level. Don't get stuck in your head thinking wrongly about all this. Business is a game for players, not spectators, not just dreamers. It's a game for people committed to playing as hard as they can, for people who want to play it at the highest levels they want. That's a real critical phrase. At the highest levels they want. It's not up to me. It's not up to anybody else to determine the level for you. You decide that. You decide that for yourself. Some people want to build sustainable, profitable businesses that aren't very complex, aren't very large. They just want large enough, whatever that may be. That's fine. It's fine. It doesn't mean that you can't grow. It doesn't mean that you can't improve. It just means that you want what you want, and that's as it should be. Don't let people talk you out of it. Some other people, they want to build the biggest business possible. They want bigger and bigger and still bigger. And that's cool, too. Just make sure that you want what you want for the reasons other than the negative self-limiting beliefs that this is what you want because you honestly just don't feel like you can do better. Don't buy into the notion that the rock stars are just that much better than you. You don't know that. You don't know that. You may believe it, but it's up to you to bash that wall and break it into pieces. Jeff Bezos did not start out knowing how to run, how to operate, how to lead a multi-billion dollar empire, and neither did any other super-duper entrepreneur. They figured it out along the way, largely fueled to success because the success happened first in their head. They believed excelling at the next level was possible, and it took them to another level, and perhaps another level, perhaps another level. They lived accordingly. Don't rob yourself of experiencing the next level before you even give yourself the opportunity to find out. Think it, believe it, act on it, realize it. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.